welcome, welcome. We always say, but we say sincerely, good to get together, so we're glad you're out and about. Thought there might be a few more, but we'll, maybe they're winging their way as we speak. We'll think the best. All right, let's begin our time with prayer, so bow with me, please. Father and God in heaven, again and always, thank you, thank you, thank you for the day you've given to us. We're thankful for this evening, a time we may again assemble together, not only to enjoy friendship and fellowship, but to give you worship and praise as a congregation. We pray you'll bless our efforts, you'll bless the needs that we have as individual members in the congregation here. We put our faith and our trust in you, and we pray in Jesus' name, amen. All right. Kind of schedule just a couple favorites that people have. So number 129, start with. 129.
Amazing grace of peace.
And with
chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. I urge then, first of all, the petition, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live a peaceful and quiet life in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. This has now been witnessed to all at the proper time. And for this purpose I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, and a true and faithful teacher of the Gentiles. Therefore, I want the men everywhere to pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or dispute. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Our dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we thank you so very much for this opportunity that we've all chosen to have to be here this evening to worship and to praise you, Lord. And just to, again, thank you so very much for your long suffering for all of mankind. Because we know that you want all men to be saved, all men to turn to Jesus. And Lord, we are so very grateful for the Bible that we have. It tells the story of your unchanging love for us, so much that you gave your only begotten Son on our behalf. And Lord, it is our prayer as the Church of Christ here in Imperial Beach that we will continue to share that gospel message for those that we come across. And it is our prayer that they'll be willing to let your word pierce their hearts. Now, there are just so many lost, and there's really no reason. So it is our prayer that they will speak out the truth and find this congregation and see the love that we have for everybody because of Jesus Christ. And we just want to continue to share that with all that we come across. Lord, it is our prayer that you'll continue to be with us throughout this evening. We continue to raise our voices in song, lift our petitions of prayer before you. And it's all just to continue to bring you glory. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
First and last, 867. If you'd like to partake of the communion this evening when the one who's officiating at the table makes his comments and offers prayer, and he will come up and, down the aisle, just kind of hold your hand up when he gets close by, and he'll stop at that time and you'll be served. 514, first and last.
Greeting, how I love to proclaim this. Greeting by the blood of the Lamb. Greeting by His infinite mercy. His child is forever I am. Greeting by the blood of the Lamb. Greeting. His child is forever I am. I know I shall see in His beauty the King in His large delight, who lovingly guarded my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed. His child is forever I am.
Number 600.
And shady green pastures so rich and so sweet, God leads the dear children along. Where the waters cool flow bathes the weary one's feet, God leads the dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through the great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Though sorrows befall us and evils oppose, God leads the dear children along. Through the grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes, God leads the dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through the great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long.
Number 238. And following this song, we'll have another scripture reading. Dennis Everett, I'm going to ask you to do this one, since you're usually a song leader, so I'm going to call you to be a Bible reader tonight. And it's 1 Timothy 4, verses 9 through 16. 1 Timothy 4, 9 through 16. We're singing hymn number 238. We'll sing it twice.
You are the words and the music, you are the song that I sing, you are the melody, you are the harmony, praising your name I will bring. You are the Lord of Lords, you are the mighty God, you are the King of all kings. So now I give back to you the song that you gave to me. You are the song that I sing. You are the words and the music. You are the song that I sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. Praise to your name I will bring. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the mighty God. You are the King of all kings. You are the song that I sing.
1 Timothy 4, 9
9 to the end, 1 Timothy 4. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and struggle, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. These are the things you must insist on and teach. Let no one despise your youth, but set the believers an example in speech and conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Until I arrive, give attention to the public reading of the Scripture, to exhorting and to teaching. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you through the prophecy with the laying on of hands by the council of elders. Put these things into practice. Devote yourself to them, so that all may see your progress. Pay close attention to yourself and to your teachings. Continue in these things, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and your hearers.
Just a couple of songs, then we'll have our close. Number 865. 865. Song I haven't led for a while. 865.
Sometimes my eyes are filled with teardrops, my thoughts go deep, my heart to bear, but in the world I reach the promise, there'll be no tears. Hey!
arrangements back there and set up, then we'll send out the call. All things are ready. And Leroy, you and Cheryl, and the girls, we want you first in line back there. You know, lead the parade. Show everybody how to work a potluck line.
We want you. We want you. But
if you don't know how, I will lead.
Very good.
Okay. But we'd like to enjoy that. All right, let's have our prayer together then, please. Father in heaven, appreciate the very, very much the opportunity we have of presenting ourselves before you in worship. We're thankful so very, very much for your loving kindness and tender mercy, your watch care over us, the hope that lies within us, just so many abundant blessings from above. We pray for heart that's filled with thanksgiving, that recognizes and looks up to you as a bountiful giver of all the good things in our life. We pray this evening that you'll bless the Reyes family on their journey. We pray you'll give them safe arrival to their destination. We pray that you'll bless them with a home congregation, the place where they go. And help us to be sure to give them encouraging words, words that will uplift and build them up in the faith as they leave. We ask blessings on the food that's been prepared for us. Bless the hands that made the preparations. We pray we'll be strengthened from the food, but also be strengthened in faith from our time together this evening. Help us to make each day better, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.